are cases where material has been found and analyzed. Vladivostok, one of the former Soviet Union's key naval ports. Not far away lies what is claimed to be the site of the crash of an alien probe. The incident has been investigated by TV journalist George Knapp. He is an expert on Russian UFOs.
Well, we're on our way to Zelnogorsk, and 10 years ago, this surely wouldn't have been possible. For one thing, it's a very remote site. The reason we're in this commandeered military helicopter is the only way to get there. Plus the fact that politically, 10 years ago, when the crash occurred, if we had gone to Vladivostok taking pictures of their harbor and all the military secrets there, we could have been shot or imprisoned. So this is basically the only way to get there. Going there to find out if the crash in Zelnogorsk is the equivalent of the Russian Roswell, because it has all the elements. It has eyewitnesses, scientific testimony, UFO sightings, scientific analysis of the material. We'll see what we find out.
To date, information about the incident is limited. Apparently, there was a crash of an unknown object in Dalnogorsk, Siberia, in January 1986. Witnesses described a silent 2-meter sphere, which was flying through the area parallel to the ground. It traveled at only 40 miles an hour, hardly the speed of a meteorite or fallen satellite or rocket part. The town's heavy metal works are overlooked by an area called Height 611. Witnesses observe the strange sphere fly towards the ridge. It rose and then fell near the crest before crashing in flames.
It was red and orange. It changed color at different times. When it rose, it became brighter. When it fell, it got darker. As it rose, rays of light came out of it.
It happened on the 29th of January, 1986. I was walking on the street and I saw a strange object. It was bright yellow. It looked like the sun. It traveled parallel to the ground. A single large beam of light came out of it. Then it disappeared over the hill.
I did not hear any explosion. And I did not see any flash. Yet after it went up and down several times, it vanished over the hill.
The witness is asked what she thinks it was.
It was a UFO.
Subsequent searches found the impact site. Mysterious materials, balls, gauzes, netting were removed from the hillside. They remain in the hands of national science academies. Local scientists have only small samples. Over 3 years, they compiled a 300-page study. Its author points to anomalous features of the case.
At the crash site, we found bits of magnetized flint and about 300 grams of different materials. After the crash at Height 611, there were many UFO sightings, disks, balloon shapes, single lights. It looked as though they were looking for something because they had searchlights. This searchlight was very interesting. It only lit up what it touched. It had no visible beam. Everything leads me to believe it was of extraterrestrial origin.
The metallic wreckage contains extraordinary levels of elements, purer than on Earth, he says. The net-like material is quartz insulation around gold wires, thinner than a human hair. What came from the sky, he argues, is not something made here, but part of the guidance system of an extraterrestrial probe. No other Russian researchers have published their findings or released any of the material.
Unlike most UFO cases, this one should be and can be resolved. Russian institutes have sequestered the Dalnogorsk debris for more than 10 years. The world has been told the object was of terrestrial origin. But where are the reports? And more importantly, where is the debris itself? The only scientific analysis released to date suggests the object, whatever it was made somewhere else, and is perhaps not of this world.